Welcome to Sexy in Charlotte, and I'm your local sexpert, Sabrina Rojek, from SabrinaSpeaksSex.com and SabrinaRojek.com. Through listening to the show, my main score is to help you explode your mind with tips, tricks, resources, and advice. You have your questions, and I have your answers on what is out there, getting to know yourself better, living life to the fullest, and realizing sexuality is more than just, well, sex. Listen in on Hump Day Wednesday at 10 a.m. as I share fun, to-the-point information and easy strategies to help you have more of what you want and less of what you don't want. Continue to tune in where I will share fabulous tips, tricks, and resources to help you get on top of the sex game. You will also join us for interviews with local experts, dating places, the scenes, and what is really happening out in Charlotte. Make sure to subscribe to get free updates, discounts, and be in the know about upcoming events at www.sexyincharlotte.com. Let's get our sexy on with your resident sexpert and host, Sabrina Rojek. Hello, hello, and great day to you. This is Sabrina Rojek. I'm your host for Sexy in Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining on our first dropping show. And I want to tell you a little bit about what Sexy in Charlotte is, so welcome again. And what we're doing here is Sexy stands for soulfully expressing yourself. And really it's to reclaim and redefine what the word sexy really means. And, you know, I would ask people, what does sexy mean to you? And people would tell me something about these fabulous bodies, you know, on these thin or strong people. They would tell me something about lingerie or stiletto heels or maybe even porn or these bedroom eyes and all of these things. And what I found is that nobody really ever said that they themselves that thought that they were sexy. And that really kind of bothers me. So it was, how has this word been kind of demonized or really objectified to limit itself to being behind closed doors? And one might say the root word of it is sex. And so oftentimes, that's usually where sex is happening, is behind closed doors. Not for everybody. Absolutely other people doing things in all kinds of fabulous places. But it lends to a certain idea about when and where and what that looks like. And again, if it's soulfully expressing yourself, then we realize that that's something we're doing every day, every moment of our lives. And we take that to our jobs, how we show up in our relationships, everything. So that means everyone is sexy. Everyone is always expressing themselves through, you know, their cars and what they're wearing and all of these things. So it's not just for these people that we will never be or never fit into. It's for us. It's for each of us. And so that's really what this show is about, is to educate, to entertain and inform you, and absolutely have a ton of fun while we're at it. We'll have guest interviews. I have tips and tricks for you. I'm going to have my Sabrina Sexy Salute. So you're going to hear about the five top places for that week that I got to enjoy, that I found that are fabulous, and everything is local to Charlotte. That's what's really great about it. That I have another show called Sabrina Speaks Sex, and that's on a national level. So the interviews that I do, you know, could be people from all over the world, whereas this is truly a local show where if it's a local business, if it's a doctor, if it's whoever the expert is, they are going to be from right here in the Queen City, where you can go to it, you can see it, you can do it, you can love it, you can have it, and we can all enjoy that. So that is something that's really great. And I want us to get our juices flowing, to get our ideas going. And again, please, please submit your ideas for show topics that you would like to hear about. Submit your questions, whatever you've been wanting to know. What was that burning question that you didn't know who to ask or who could answer it? Please submit those at sexyincharlotte@gmail.com. And this is also available on the website. Everything we're going to cover today, if there's any links or things like that, then you'll be able to pick those up online at www.sexyincharlotte. So don't forget to do that. But back to our topic, I'm also going to do some of the questions and answers that have already been submitted to me. And that's what's going to make up the bulk of our show. And then again, we'll end with the tips and and some other little endorsements and don't forgets. So real quick, I absolutely want to plug and let you know about Becca Bond Photography. She was super fabulous to do some of the photos that you'll see online. And you can also find her online, and it is BeccaBondPhotography.com. She is fabulous, such a wonderful joy and energy to work with, and does kids and maternity and family photos and things like this. But go over to her site, have a look. Truly, I've worked with lots of photographers, and she is just so pleasant and so bubbly, and just delivers a really great product. So thank you so much, Becca Bond, for your help, and I really appreciate you. Okay, and next I want to do Sabrina's Sexy Salutes. And for those of you that don't know, just real quick, I'm prior military, Navy hospital corpsman for 8 years. And so thank you out there to all of our armed forces for the service that you are doing. And you're greatly appreciated. Okay, so Sabrina's Sexy Salutes. So I am fairly new to the Charlotte area. I moved here last year. I traveled a lot and haven't really gotten to enjoy a lot of the things that Charlotte has until fairly recently. And I like to eat. I like food. I have a very romantic relationship with food. And I found Cabo Wabo Taco, and it's in the Noda District in North Davidson, for those of you that aren't familiar. And oh my goodness, that was super deluxe. The place was busy. I sat at the bar. I had some time to kill. And Charles was my bartender. And I asked him for his recommendations, and I got the barbecue mahi-mahi taco and the lime shrimp tacos. And I have to tell you, they are a tasty mouth explosion. And here's the other cool thing about the place is, actually, I like diners, dive-ins, and drives. Diners, drive-ins, and dives. Goodness. And they were actually on that show. They were featured there, and I didn't know that till I got there. But it was super deluxe. Like you said, tasty mouth explosion, this barbecue mahi-mahi. And at first, I didn't think I'd like it, but you really have to eat the whole thing together. It's just citrusy. It was just fabulous, a wonderful balance of flavors. So if you're looking for a good place to eat and you're in the mood for it, Cabo Wabo Taco in Noda. Awesome. Next, I want to plug Macaroni Grill. Holy buckets, Batman. I don't really eat at that place very often at all. And again, I had lunchtime and time to kill. And they have, for $10, they have this like three-course lunch situation that you can do, and it comes with your bread, and it had a little appetizer and the biggest bowl of whatever pasta that you want to pick. You have a selection for $10. So if you're looking for a cheap meal that's going to completely fill you up and be just really yummy, Macaroni Grill, and there, those are everywhere, of course, but I did go to one in Charlotte. I also want to plug, for my other sexy salute, is meetup.com. You're going to hear me talk a lot about Meetup because it really is just an amazing freaking platform for meeting people. If you're looking for date nights, events, if you don't know what to do, whether you're single or if you're partnered up with somebody, there's just the coolest, and it has groups for everything, spirituality, philosophy, active groups that go and play and do all of these wonderful, fabulous things. I personally went on a pirate's crawl, and OMG, it was truly, it was ridiculous, a blast. The costumes were amazing. Many of those people are actually at the Renaissance Festival that's going on. So there's another idea for your weekends if you want to get out of the house and go do something cool and support, again, one of these local events that we have here in the Charlotte area. But meetup.com, go there. Also, don't forget to sign up for our group that we have, Sexy in Charlotte at Meetup. And you're going to get updates of our events that we're going to have coming up once a month. We're also going to be hitting the streets, doing Sexy in the Streets, where we bring a video crew out to the epicenter, and we'll let you know ahead of time where then you can find us, get some free stuff, and then you get to ask your questions and we'll answer them, and you'll let us know how you're getting your sexy on in Charlotte. So that's pretty cool. Then fourth one that I have for you is The Bag Lady, which is just this wonderful ambiance of a place. And that's over 710 Kenilworth Avenue in Charlotte. And they've got crystals and books and just really inspired, enlightening things going on there. And it's just a really cool, feel-good place if you're into that type of vibe. And again, that's 710 Kenilworth Avenue, and it's called The Bag Lady. So take a stop in there, get something wonderful, and you're going to feel good about it, I promise. Lastly, for my sexy salute, is Zen Fusion, and that's in the same parking lot as Bag Lady. Zen Fusion, they have one of their appetizers is gratinadas. This place is a Spanish and Thai blend, which is just really interesting. These gratinadas are life-changing on a cellular level, when I tell you. It's scallops covered in the yummiest, gooeyest cheese ever with a fabulous marinara. Holy yumballs. It is amazing. You must try this. And then their bun and everything I've had there is just awesome. So again, that was Zen Fusion, and that's right by Bag Lady, and that's on Kenilworth as well. And don't forget, all of these places, if you go to any of them, let them know that Sabrina from Sexy and Charlotte sent you, and you may get something, or this way they know that where you're coming from and who sent them. Don't forget to mention it. And those were Sabrina's sexy salutes. Okay, fabulous. So next, for the part of the show now, we're going to move on to our topic of the day, but our topic is actually some questions that have been submitted. And I wanted to start this way because I really want you, again, to get to thinking about what really have you been wanting to know about. And this can be on anything. It can be on parenting, or you ran out of ideas, or it could be really big issues in hormones. And I keep dating the same wrong person is actually one of the questions that I've been submitted, or where to go, what to do, all of those things. So make sure you send them in. There is no such thing as a wrong type of a question, and I'm absolutely happy to incorporate that into the show, as well as a lot of these have YouTube answers. So go onto YouTube for Sexy and Charlotte, and you'll start seeing a whole bunch of these questions with video responses being posted there. So please do that. Okay, so my first question that had been submitted is, I've been married for a while and our sex life isn't amazing. What do we do? Okay, so this is a very, very common question that I get asked, or statement rather. Whether you're married or not, it's if you've been with your partner for a while, then you tend to get into your routines. Excuse me. You've got everyday life that happens. And sometimes just this, you know, the pizzazz and the spark just goes away, or there's no energy or attention really brought to it. But it's perfectly normal, and it is so common. And really, it just requires bringing it back to the forefront and making an issue with it, and not an issue in a bad way, but, you know, bringing it to communication and making it fun. So one of the things that I absolutely recommend then is sitting down with your partner and letting them know that you would like to bring a renewed focus back to your sex life. And this doesn't have to be a scary conversation. It can be really fun, and there's a ton of things that you can actually do. But by you both focusing, you get to discuss together, what does this look like? So, you know, do we start sending little sexy texts to each other? Do we put little notes to send with each other to work or to leave at their space of work and whatever? And trying different positions. You can go online, of course, and you'll find 1,001 different things to do if you've run out of ideas on positions, on fun things. They have so many lotions and potions and fabulous things if you go to your stores or order them online. Sensual Celebrations will send things to you discreetly. You don't even have to worry about packaging if that's a concern. And you know, they've got glow-in-the-dark paints that you can paint your body up. So they have all these edibles and fabulous toys and games that you can play, you know, and maybe trying something different. But the point is talking about, hey, what do you like? And what do you like? And maybe what are some of your fantasies? And it's just really opening those lines of communication, because if there isn't attention brought to it, nothing is going to change. And the other thing is, give each other some more directions. You don't have to say, no, not like that, but say, you know, honey, I really would like this, or, you know, helping with more pressure or rhythm or style, or just trying something new or in a new place at a different time of day. Again, I said in the beginning is that often we get stuck in these kind of routines, and I can almost tell people, you know, and that they're also in the same sexual routine that I don't tell people, they can tell me rather, what positions they tend to do at this time, at this point of time, and then right before they're finished up, and switch all that up. Bring some more excitement to what you're doing. And again, try something new. Tons of books, lots of resources. If you're still unsure, go ahead and email me at sexyandcharlotte@gmail.com. Or Sabrina at sabrinarojek.com. I'll give you two options. And I'm happy to send you some more tips and tricks on what to do. Okay, so next question is, I've tried online dating and trying to meet people the old-fashioned way, and it's not working. Now what? Okay, so I also get this quite a bit that, I mean, where do you go? What do you do? The dating game has just changed so much. And even though we have all of these different platforms and options of meeting people, including this online dating, it really still can be quite frustrating. And I've done it too. I'm also been on lots of the online dating sites, as well as trying to meet people, quote unquote, the old fashioned way, which is face to face or just happenstance or running to somebody, you know, at the grocery or accidentally driving over their foot. I don't know. However it is that people are meeting people. So let me say something first. I want to speak to the online dating situation. I have done this and across multiple sites and have tried different techniques and all of that. And I've heard of quite a few people, and they've got all these fabulous statistics of people being very successful with this. And I've found for me and for many others, and from this person here in Charlotte that has submitted this question, is that it can be really frustrating to find the quality of people that you're looking for, or even if it's a certain look, because, you know, looks can be important. Or, you know, the people that are on the same kind of path or background or whatever that you have. And I've found that, yeah, it is extremely difficult. And what do you do? So first, I'm going to say, work on you. Whether it's online, whether it's in person, is work on you first and know you and be that honest, authentic you as much as possible. If you're funny, if you're a little cheeky, if you're cutesy, then be that, do that on your online dating or in person. And, you know, don't worry about being somebody other than yourself, because then who's going to be you? And so that's the first thing is, but work on you and whatever issues that you have, and think about your past relationships and what have those themes kind of been, and make you the best person that you can be, because then you're going to attract more of the people that it is that you are looking for. That whatever hangups that you have right now, you're going to tend to attract those people that are going to push those buttons. And it's just kind of the way of it. And that's actually going to be a whole nother show one of these times on why it is and the whole psychology. But the point, work on you, be a better you so you can attract a better partner. But that still doesn't help with where do you meet people. So again, I'm plugging meetup.com. I don't get any money for this. I just think it's really that much of a fantastic place. It is truly amazing. There are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of groups that are, it's international, which is fantastic. So no matter where you're at, or if you're even visiting a place, that if you want to know the different groups and where people are going and you don't want to go by yourself, or again, if you're with a partner, Meetup is awesome. But for the single folks, they've got the speed dating things. They've got all of these fabulous venues. Again, I told you I did a pirate's crawl. I've done this one where they eat their way through Charlotte, which is fantastic. I've been to ones that have gone to comedy shows. And then you've already got this group of people and an organizer. And so you've got people to also sit with. And it's just an awesome place to really meet somebody that also has similar interests, right? Because you're picking these groups, hopefully, off of something that you enjoy doing. And I just think that's extra terrific, that if you can find somebody with common views and all of the rest, then it really just sets it up lovely for you. So again, that's on Meetup, and I'm a part of something like 20 different groups, I think, here in Charlotte. So look that up, and always, always be yourself, work on you, get out there, and there are still amazing people in the world, I promise you. All right, next question is, my daughter is only 11 and just started her cycle. Help. It doesn't even have a question mark. It has an exclamation point. So again, it's my daughter's only 11 and just started her cycle. And I've got to tell you, if that's a shocking bit of information for you, it is so common now. our girls are starting their cycles, you know, earlier and earlier, and the age is definitely changing. And this is something that parents, you need to be aware of and you need to be ready for, because it's happening. And it's happening whether you're ready, and if, you know, whether you're ready or not. And if you're not, then, you know, you tend to not give your girls enough information or to prepare them properly and, you know, shed some light on what's going on. And so you need to get ready to have that conversation, because it's here and it's happening. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and we had a similar situation. And, you know, we've been talking about, of course, sexuality age appropriately for her whole life. And I also got her a few different books, and I'll post what those titles are. I have to look them up. I apologize. And I'll post those on the site, though, because they were really fabulous. They weren't for me. They were actually for her. And they have all of these different stuffs about talking about what's going on in your body and some of the questions, you know, that they might be too afraid to ask you. But it does start with us parents and letting them know of really changes are happening in your body, what's going on, being aware of hormones, being aware of, you know, ask whatever questions need to happen. And, you know, you can really make this a special event for my daughter. And I'm not saying everybody has to do this, of course, but this was something that was great for us to do. I do rites of passage, and I created a rite of passage for her called her moon cycle rite of passage. And you can even look that up online, and there's lots of resources with that if you'd like. I can post some of those things as well and kind of give you an outline of what we did for ours, and you get to tailor that. But what the point of that was is to really change the energy around periods and girls and their cycles. I mean, honestly, guys or girls, you can watch any commercial and all of the information's out there just really is kind of negative, you know, just, oh, on your period again, feeling bloated, feeling depressed. And, you know, for guys, they're like, oh, I can't have sex with you because you're on your period. So then that's an extra bummer. You know, it's just, there's not a whole lot of healthy support out there for something that, you know, a huge percentage of the population is having happen. And I won't even say dealing with, because, you know, we each deal with this different or handle that differently. But anyway, we created this rite of passage for her where I got to explain to her that, you know, she's, her body now is a woman, is becoming a woman. And again, at 11, that's a big word to use, but it's happening. And what does being a woman mean? And so I got to share this with my mom, who is also here for, and it was just the three of us. Some people also invite friends, which is a really neat thing to be able to share with them. And we each wrote something for her, whether it was a poem or if it were just words of wisdom. We talked about what it meant to be a woman for both of us. I also told her about what some other cultures and customs do around the world for womanhood and around the time of their cycle. And, you know, there's ones that build huts and the women take care of each other, and then you tear down your hut and, you know, you go back to life. We can't necessarily always do that in our lifestyles and in the way that we're working, of course. But I also let her know that this can be a very special time for her to be introspective, that a lot of people associate women in their cycles with being grouchy and all of this. And I don't believe that that's really what it is. I believe that during that time is also when a woman most often really is truly expressing themselves and really honoring what's coming up and how they're feeling and whether they like it or not, giving themselves permission to be able to express that in a different way. And so I let my daughter know that, and that she may want to go and be by herself and have alone time, or to get something special, or to take a bath, or to write, and to really encourage then journaling during this time as well. And we really made it a special event for her. You know, she got a fabulous moonstone necklace out of it. She got a bunch of chocolates and, you know, all of the accoutrements she needs for her cycle, you know, the regular things that we need. And music and candles and just all kinds of fun stuff. And so we really got to turn it around to be a memorable, amazing moment, other than just, again, the bombarding of kind of crazy negative attention that it gets brought to it. I know I spent a little bit of extra time there with that, but these are so important, these little rites of passages and these ways that we can celebrate our kids, and especially
in building this healthy view of sexuality, right? Because sex, again, is not just sex or what your gender parts are and all of these things. It's really our whole makeup. It's our male or female or whichever one you identify with and your views about that, because those are then your views about yourself and about your body and how it works. So this is so important to set them up to begin to have this healthy, again, sexuality. And parents, it's really good for you as well to open your mind up and learn how to communicate about these things, okay? So one of my resources I also want to give you is if you really just don't know what to do, what to say, how to start it, because that's super scary, it could be, is kidshealth.org. They have an actual article thing and it's called Talk About Menstruation. I will post that link. It's a wonderful resource. Again, that was at kidshealth.org. And I'll post that link because it is a wonderful starting point if you're just feeling absolutely lost. Okay, so next question. I keep choosing the same wrong partner. Is there something wrong with me? Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with you, or everything is wrong with you. I'm kidding, it's neither. So I started to touch on this a little bit on one of the previous questions about the online dating, and I'm gonna get a little bit more in depth with this. So again, it's I keep choosing the same wrong partner. Is there something wrong with me? So I'm gonna stick with me on this piece right here. We tend to attract whatever it was that was a break in a primary relationship. What do I mean by that? That means that when you were a kid, whether it was with mom or dad, if there was a perceived something wrong, meaning maybe one of them worked too much, maybe, and I won't say too much, but you didn't get to have the connection that you wished. Maybe they were physically or emotionally unavailable. Maybe they were abusive, or maybe, they just didn't relate to you in the way that you wanted to relate, or they didn't communicate well, or you didn't feel heard, or whatever it was. It doesn't have to really be bad parenting. It could just be something, a need that wasn't met in yourself. Okay, so that's what I mean by a break in a primary relationship. So whatever that was, very unconsciously, we tend to attract partners that have that same exact issue, whatever that is. Maybe let's say it's emotionally unavailable by being present or present and not knowing how to connect. And it's not because you're a glutton for punishment or any of those types of things. It's number one, we don't usually realize we're doing that. But then at the same time, psyche is trying to recreate the situation in order for you to fix it and have resolution. But for the most part, you might not have learned new tools to be able to resolve that issue. Does that make sense? So again, if it's that emotionally unavailable parent, then you're going to tend to attract that type of a partner. Now, that is not a set in stone, and it doesn't have to be that way. The more you work on yourself and those types of issues, then you're not going to have that issue anymore. Therefore, you won't attract that type of partner. And that's what I meant, what I said earlier is, continue to find out what your triggers are, where they came from, whether that's with a friend, whether that's journaling or writing these things out for yourself, or absolutely if you need to go see a therapist and someone to talk to. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's wonderful, the tools that they have that are very different than just maybe talking to a friend, that can help you really get to the bottom of these issues and to be able to identify them, so that way you can work on them. And sometimes you don't have to do tons and tons of work. It's just in the labeling or even in the identifying of something. Like, oh yeah, I do see that I was really wanting X, Y, and Z from my parents and that I'm still looking for that from other people. Or maybe it's that validation that you're looking from other folks so that way you can validate yourself. And that's pretty intense. So it's, love you, work on you, and you will absolutely then be able to attract the type of partner that you're really wanting. So I have some questions that you can ask yourself and then that you can ask of your partner to really help you discover this and uncover this a little bit more for yourself. So if you have time, then you write these down, or maybe you're just thinking your answers to yourself as you're listening to this, which is, what do you like about yourself? What are your strengths? And what are your weaknesses? And when you write down your weaknesses, be very frank with yourself. This is not meant to be a beat-up session or to judge and say what it is that you're not good at. It's just to say, you know, here's what is or what has been, so then that way you know what it is that you are working on, okay? And then your next question is, what do you have to offer others? Or could you care less? And either is absolutely okay. Meaning, where are you? If it's, are you financially together? Are you emotionally an amazing supporter? Are you mentally stimulating? Are you a wonderful conversationalist and a fantastic cook? And, you know, what are these things that it is that you like to give of yourself? And that, again, it kind of plays into the first thing of what do you like about yourself and what are you good at? And you then in turn get to share with others. Also, here's your next question. What are you really looking to be in life? And what is your best you? So that means, who is it that you really want to be? Are you a really kind person? Are you then a really giving person? Are you financially well off? Are you that loving, caring, supporting? What is the best you that you envision? And write that down. What are those traits that you would have? How would you show up? Would you be more confident? Would you be more whatever that person is? And write those things down. And write down, what kind of person are you really? Are you ambitious? Are you content where you are? Are you challenging? Are you easy? Are you a pushover? Are you a bully? I mean, there's tons and tons of options. But start writing down who you perceive yourself to be really. And again, be very honest with yourself, but this is you getting to know you a little bit better. Are you dominant, submissive? Are you passive? Are you indifferent? And be as honest as you can. What type of person would it take to support your strengths and weaknesses, and how could you see them doing it? So what is your balance to yourself is what that question is asking. That if I know that I'm an independent and I'm a strong-willed person, it doesn't mean that I need a passive person, or maybe that's who you want, but it could also mean that you would have a person that would be able to show up in some sort of a way that they could match your strengths, even where you respect them and you would still listen and take their advice and those types of stuff, as well as your weaknesses. I'm crap with money. I wish I was so much better with it. And so that is absolutely something that I look for in a partner. I'm working on it and getting better, but it's something that I look for in a partner is, you know, how do you handle your money? I certainly don't want somebody who's stingy, but, you know, or penny pinching or in that lack mentality, but absolutely someone that is financially savvy in their mind with money. So that's one of the things that I consider a weakness. And so I find the balance of that. Right? Next question is, what characteristics really are important to you and a partner? What is your wish list for your partner is what that is. Make this list as long as it needs to be, and don't be afraid to be very specific. I've had my mom actually say, Sabrina, you're wanting too much, or you're asking too much. And am I really? You're talking about a life partner here. And I mean, I think we should be picky, and it's not a matter of raising or lowering standards or having unrealistic ones. It's these people are out there and available, but if you don't really know what it is that you're looking for, then how are you going to find it? And the other thing is since you've been compiling this list and answering these other questions, you're going to realize that maybe certain characteristics are more important to help balance out some of your stuff than what you realized. And again, make this list as long as it needs to be. My list has morphed over the years and has gotten more specific, and certain things that I thought were important when I was younger aren't as important to me now, or I didn't even think about it before and are absolutely just like, you know, almost deal breakers. Just because of me knowing myself better, me being more comfortable with myself, me loving me better, and knowing what it is that I really want and who I am and what kind of person I would need to help balance me out and that we could support and challenge each other. Okay, so the next question is, what type of person does this really need to be who can be with you, and this goes with the other one, that can be with you when you're sleepy, happy, sad, angry, excited, adventurous, or spontaneous, or any of your other emotions, right? Because you think about it, you've got different friends often for different things, right? You've got your friend that you go, you party with. You got the one that you just mellow out or watch a movie or that you can sit and do nothing or the one that you call to talk to or whatever. We've got these different, because they bring out different things in us or different parts of our personality. And you have to imagine that if you're in a monogamous relationship especially, then what kind of person, when you're in all of your different moods, how could you see them showing up in these different situations? When you're at your crabbiest, most not amazing self for that day, then what type of support would you need and how would that be offered? What would that look like? Do you need to be left alone? Do you want a massage? Do you want to be talked to? What do you need and how would those needs be met? And I think this is a really important one. And I like that question. And here's the last question is, do you want someone to help support and challenge you to be more, or take it or leave it type of a thing, that you are you and that's that? And be honest with yourself there. And I say this because one of the biggest downfalls that I see happening in couples, whether they're clients that I've had or just people that, you know, that talk and ask questions, is the reason why marriages and relationships also begin to unravel is when there are no goals that you're both working towards. That is, that your relationship should have goals and milestones and kind of a renegotiation of contract, if you will, as you go. And what I mean by that is, what are you trying to create together? And maybe your goal is to be as loving as you can be. Maybe your goal is to build a family and to build a house and to have a supportive relationship. Or maybe the goal is to help support each other in starting a business or whatever it is. And these goals are going to change and they're going to be ongoing. But you need to have a check-in with those as well and know what those goals are. So again, do you want someone to help support and challenge you to constantly grow and to be more and to help you evolve and evolve with you? Or are you that truly, you know, just that take it or leave it type of situation? You're you and that's the end of that. But that will also help you realize more to what kind of partner that you may want, or maybe you didn't realize some of the attitudes, thoughts, or beliefs that you yourself actually had. So those are the questions. And if you take the time again to answer those, and I can post those as well online for those of you that didn't catch it or you're driving or whatever you're doing. And I find these really, really helpful. I've given them to clients. I ask these of friends or anybody else that has these types of question, concern, which that main question was, is there something wrong with me because I keep attracting the same type of person? But after doing this exercise, I think that you might be surprised with what it is that's come up. And then you realizing again, just more of what type of person that you might want to be looking for. So to finish up that question, I also wanted to let you know that you can read more about this, and all these questions are also available in a new anthology that's coming out that I'm a part of that's called Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life 2, and that will be out in December. So check it out. I've written one of the chapters in there, and it's kind of edgy, but it's called Nice Shoes Wanna F Bleep. And because I was actually asked that question, and a lot of these tips, these tricks, and some of these answers to these types of questions are there as well. So again, it's called Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life 2, and there's YouTube videos out for it and a website as well as Facebook. So check it out. That'll be out in December. And that is that for that. So my last question that I have received is, and it's a question/statement. It says, I think her friends are a negative influence. They're always bad-mouthing men, and my lady brings it back to me as if I'm that guy. And that was submitted from Jay and Charlotte. So Jay, thank you for submitting that question. And, you know, quite honestly, men and women, this is something that I hear very, very often from my guy friends and other guys that I ask, is that, you know, that's what happens sometimes when women get together, and I'm sure when men get together to talk about women, that there's oftentimes a lot of this bad mouthing going on. Or if one of the friends had a bad relationship or breakup or whatever, and then all the girls get together and they talk about this, that if there were any of those beliefs that men are bad, or that they're all jerks, or that they're all cheating, or that they're all doing X, Y, and Z, and if you're surrounded by that and you're talking about it and you're hearing it constantly, whether or not it's your experience, sometimes it's hard to separate that. And yeah, so you go back home and now you start treating your man that way. And, you know, that's not right. That you've got to be able to separate that the good characteristics that your partner does have, especially if they're not exhibiting any of these others, and maybe changing the topic with your friends, or maybe interjecting the good things that you have seen, or after the conversation is over, to think of all the wonderful things that you do like about your partner. And again, not judging somebody or hanging them for something that they're not even doing, but because you are around this negative influence. And really, that is something that would be great if we could stop doing. I'm not saying that you don't vent. We absolutely go and vent to our friends and stuff like that. But if you're constantly, just talking negative, and again, men, it's the same, but women, if you're just constantly talking negative and you're around that, it kind of just eeps in, and you don't really want to be around that type of negativity. And then it just keeps perpetuating all of these same issues that we keep seeing in relationships over and over and over again. So I would challenge you to say something nice to your partner while you're at it, and remember and look at what it is that you actually do have, and then being grateful for that, and then maybe changing the direction of the conversation the next time it comes up if you see that it's something that kind of keeps getting rehashed over and over and over again. Alrighty? Okay, so that was it for my five top questions that I've been asked, and other times we'll do this periodically where I'll just read off the questions that have been emailed to me. And then don't forget, on Fridays at live365.com, you can actually call in at 11 a.m. for our show to ask your questions. You can always text them as well at any time, but you can ask your questions live on Fridays at 11 a.m. So absolutely keep those coming in. Thank you for the ones that I've seen already and the submissions that we had right now. I appreciate it. So now that Q&A is up, we're going to move on to tips and tricks, okay? So here's some things to try to do, little tidbits of knowledge, what these might be. And I'm going to start with mind-body connection. What does that mean? It means, I have found, and statistics also show, a lot of people really aren't that in touch with their bodies and how it's feeling at any time, whether that it's feeling good, if it's feeling bad. A lot of times we block out even, what our body is telling us. And so what's a good exercise to do for doing this mind-body connection is just sit in a comfortable chair, or if you're laying down even before you get up to start your day, and kind of do a body scan. So what that means is put all of your attention to, let's say, your feet or your legs, and I start from the bottom and work my way up, and just see what's going on there. Can you feel your pulse? Can you feel the blood or hear the blood? Or is there any pains or cricks there, or does it feel good? And sometimes you might not find anything at all, that everything feels great in your body. But what's interesting, and it happens often, is that when you actually start paying attention, that maybe when you get to your knees, then you didn't even realize that, yeah, there is some throbbing. There is a little pain there. Hey, what is going on there? That your bodies are constantly talking to you. And so really then being able to connect with that, and then follow up with that however you would. The other thing that you can do as well is, what feels good to your skin? What are you wearing that feels fabulous? Or what is your bed linens made out of that you can be around things and that's touching your body or touching your skin, or massage for that matter, that feels good touch? And some of you may know it, that dopamine, which is a good chemical, a neurotransmitter actually, that is one of the feel-good drugs that our brain releases, is absolutely, absolutely stimulated by touch, by hugs, by feel-goods when we're paying attention to it on our skin. So let's connect back with mind-body connection. That's also going to be a whole nother show because there's so much to talk about that. And we're going to interview some experts on that as well. So that's going to be fantastic. But yes, connect with your body more, feel how things and luxuriate in the good feeling things touches on your skin. The next tip and trick I'm going to share is be daring. Okay, we talked earlier about that question of, you know, been married for a while now what? And things kind of getting boring or routine or old or not spontaneous or whatever they are. And I say, be daring, let loose, do something different. And again, I talked about dopamine a moment ago, which is that neurotransmitter. It plays a key role also in sexual desire, that if you are active, and that's why exercise really is so important. And I mean, sex is exercise as well, but meaning, you know, go rock climbing, do something daring and active, because then dopamine is released in the body. That's that feel good, which also helps boost your sexual desire. So if you've been having that feeling, whether it's just because, or maybe it's menopause, or and it could be men or women, of kind of ho-hum and not really being all that interested in sex or any of that type of a thing, go do something daring. And again, it doesn't have to be skydiving, it doesn't have to be dangerous, but something that's outside of your norm. And because part of what is happening, whether it's in relationships with ourselves, you know, it's getting boring, it's routine. So let's go do something different. And that kind of segues into the next that I was going to say is change your routine. Splurge on something. Go buy yourself something. But if your routine looks like I get up, I get ready, I brush my teeth, I eat breakfast, I go to work, I go pick up the kids, I come home, and then I cook dinner or I eat dinner, and then I sit and I watch TV, and then I go to sleep. If that's your routine every day, yeah, that could get boring. And for some of you, that's fantastic and it's wonderful and you're not bored with it. Well, then keep doing that. And that's wonderful. But for a lot of us, that it becomes depressing almost, like that there's nothing to look forward to. And instead, absolutely give yourself things to look forward to. Change the order of your routine if you can. Do something a little different in that whole thing. If you eat the same breakfast, well, be daring and eat a different breakfast, or go buy breakfast. Go take the kids out with you to breakfast before school and all of that sort of a thing. Or go buy yourself some shoes or that outfit that you wanted, or get that tasty treat somewhere on your way home from work. And surprise yourself. And if you have a family, surprise your family and do something different. And this then just helps create more connection for yourself, with yourself, as well as with those that get to share in this wonderful change of routine. And lastly, then, my tip and trick is wear something that feels sexy, feels good to you, makes you feel silly every single day. Every day. Whether that be, ladies, if it's the sexy panties that you want to wear that are lacy and fantastic, that even if nobody else sees them, you know you have them, and you can give yourself that assured, confident, wonderful little smile through the day that you've got these underneath, even if it's a ho-hum outfit, if it's sweatpants, but you've got fabulous underwears on. That is awesome. Or men, it could even be boxers. It could be the silly ones that have the Tasmanian devil all over it, or whatever makes you laugh, that when you can think about that during the day, it gives you a little chuckle and makes you feel good more about you. And I've seen a lot of people do this with their socks. So you've got the sexy, you know, britches on, whatever those mean, or your underwear's on, and then they've got these hilarious socks. So maybe you blend two of these things, or if you wear ties, or if you wear earrings, or whatever it is. And again, it doesn't have to be something that other people can see. It's just something that when you think about it, when you see it, or whatever, it makes you feel good, or it makes you laugh. And then that's going to show up in your entire day, in all of your interactions. And that's sexy. That's how you soulfully express yourself. And then the sexier you feel, then people see that and you kind of get that glow, you got that little smile, you're approachable, you're meeting more people, and then all is well and you're having the best day ever. So wear something that feels sexy, feels good, feels funny, change your routine, be daring, and have more of that mind-body connection. Those are the tips and tricks for today. And being as this is one of the first airings that many of you are hearing for Sexy in Charlotte or Sabrina Speaks Sex or any of the others for that matter, I wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of what's going to be coming up in these next months and weeks ahead of us and different topics. So we are going to absolutely be covering career, dating, things such as medical hormones, mental health and men and women's issues, nutrition and wellness. There's going to be topics that are just sexy. Doesn't take a whole lot of explanation on what it is. Some are going to be educational and informational. Some's just going to be on living single. Like one of the topics in the shows that we're going to have coming up is I'm single and the holidays are coming and what to do, where to go. And again, local resources of what these places and these things can be or these careers. We're going to be interviewing, and please contact me if you want to be interviewed, 5 to 10 minute interviews on Sexy in Charlotte, where you get to tell how it is you get your sexy on in your career. That could be, hey, do you sell gold? Are you a therapist? Are you a mechanic? I just talked with someone and he's a neurochiropractor, and you get to have your 5 to 10 minute slot. You can go on www.sexyincharlotte.com and go to our sponsors page to find out more about pricing for advertising with us. We're looking for any and all and every one of the local businesses also to be a part of our directory, because, you know, the more places that you're in a directory, then the easier it is for people to Google search you. And so we want all of you. This doesn't have to just be people that have to do with relationships and things like this. It's everyone. As I started to tell you all the different types of topics, we also are going to have sex and spirituality, relationships and essentials, parenting. It's all about you, where you get to submit your questions, kind of like what we did today. And I mean, everything else. And so one of our upcoming ones is intimacy and why it's scary. Sex addiction. That sounds fun. The sex talk you never had, confidence and getting your sexy back. We're going to do one on menopause. Is it hot in here or is it just me? And we've got lots. Tantra and Kama Sutra, the playground of the body. And again, whatever questions that you have submitted to be answered. So continue to join us and be a part of this. Sexy in Charlotte, again, slide on over to the website to learn so much more information, and it's ever growing, ever expanding. To get your commercials with us, advertise, endorse with us, you'll start seeing some resources. The calendar is going to start filling up. And also don't forget then to listen on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays to Sexy in Charlotte. Mondays is on iTunes, so you can subscribe to our podcast feed and you'll be regularly updated. Wednesdays is with WGIV in Charlotte at 10 a.m. is when that show drops. And Fridays at Live 365, where you can call in and be a part of the show and listen to it. And please do tell your friends, get your questions, get some answers, have some fun. Thank you so much for joining me today for the show here, Sexy in Charlotte. Don't forget our groups. Don't forget your resources. Don't forget to be cool and have fun. And let's get our sexy on. Thanks for tuning in. You were just listening to Sexy in Charlotte with your resident sexpert, Sabrina Rojek from SabrinaSpeaksSex.com and SabrinaRojek.com. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review on WGIV in Charlotte, iTunes, and at our internet radio show. And make sure to head over to www.sexyincharlotte.com to subscribe for free tips, discounts, upcoming events, and more ways to get your sexy on in Charlotte. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes on sexuality, relationships, dating, ask your questions, and hear interviews with the experts. Continue to listen till the end to hear next week's exciting show topic and guests. Become a subscriber to our show on iTunes called Sexy in Charlotte, with the new show dropping every Monday at 4 p.m. Listen in once a week on Wednesday at 10 a.m. here on WGIV, and on Fridays on our internet radio live at 11 a.m. where you can call in and ask
ask the questions you have always wanted answered. Interact with me and our expert guests. Don't worry, you don't have to remember all that. You can head over to www.sexyandcharlotte.com for your listening schedule, topics, and guests. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Google+, and search for Sexy and Charlotte. Thanks again for listening. I'm your hostess, Sabrina Rojek, resident sexpert from SabrinaRojek.com, and Sabrina Speaks Sex. Let's get our sexy on. Oh, wait. Did you think I forgot to tell you next week's topic? Join us for I've Been Cheated On, How Do I Get My Confidence Back? Where we're going to talk about this whole cheating thing, what that feels like. Well, we know what it feels like, but why it happens. I'm going to give you some pointers on how it is that you can get your confidence back and move forward, and to also try and help set yourself up for a better situation where these things don't happen, and just what that whole conversation looks like. So thanks again, and let's get our sexy on.